Masechta Sanhedrin
has been dedicated by Mr. and Mrs. Benny and Joyce Westreich of Los Angeles, California, Le'iloi Nishmas, Harav Yehoshua ben Mireinu Harav Yosef Yoska Westreich, Zichroinu Levracha, and his wife, Gittel Bazev Wolf Westreich, Aleh HaShalom, and Le'iloi Nishmas, Yoyetz Akiva ben Shimon Meir, Zichroinu Levracha, and Le'iloi Nishmas, Avram Doiv ben Akiva Yonison Unger, Zichroinu Levracha, and Yibodel ben Chaim L'Chaim in the schus of Chana Ba Zecharia, Mrs. Susan Unger, may she have arichas yomim, with health, simchas, and nachas from her children, grandchildren, and great-grandchildren, ad mea ve'esrim shana.
To dedicate a daf, a perik, or an entire masechta, please call 1-888-485-8223 or email info@thehalachacenter.org.
The following shiur has been presented by Rav Aryeh Finkel, member of the Beis Chabad Dayanus Kollel, and has been brought to you by the Beis Chabad Halacha Center.
The Gemara here defines Zayin on the Beis explains the difference between Koyach Rishon and Koyach Sheni. The case is regarding Ritzicha, where someone ties up his friend, Haiman the Kafsid the Chavrei, the Ashkela Le Bidka de Maya, and diverts a flow of water to drown him. So the Gemara calls this a Geri de Day. That means it's his maise, it's his action, and his chayiv maise. Now the Gemara differentiates between koyach rishon and koyach sheni. Koyach rishon is considered his maise and his chayiv. Koyach sheni, the Gemara is a groma balmahu upotter. Now Rashi explains koyach rishon is when the victim is close to the opening of the water and the water gushes forth straight onto him and drowns him. That's koyach rishon. Koyach sheni is when the victim is a little bit further and the water loses its original force and momentum and starts to flow freely, reaching the victim, and then drowning him. So that's koyach sheni, and that's considered as a groma, not a maisa. Okay. Now this differentiation between koyach rishon and koyach sheni is not just limited to ritzicha. The poskim employ this principle to many other aspects of halacha in the Torah, especially Hilchos Shabbos. And here's an example of how this principle is applied to Hilchos Shabbos, and how the poskim rule according to it. Every refrigerator is equipped with a thermostat. So its function is simply to control and regulate the temperature in the refrigerator. When the thermostat senses the temperature rising, the compressor is activated. When the temperature reaches is low enough, the compressor turns off. So this brought up a major halacha discussion regarding opening the door of a fridge on Shabbos. Because by opening the door of a fridge, warmer air from outside the fridge, from the room, clearly enters the fridge, causing the temperature to rise, which is sensed by the thermostat. And this may trigger the thermostat to activate the compressor, to turn on the compressor, which is direct Chilul Shabbos as any activation of any electrical device. So from Zalman Orbach in Mincha Shloimeh, Chedek Aleph Simen Yud, he deals extensively with this topic. He devotes a full simen in his sefer to clarify this matter. So this matter arose as a popular issue in his time when refrigerators became a regular household appliance, and people realized that there's a shail over here about opening a fridge. So he wrote a tshuva explaining why it would be mutter. So I would like to share with you one of his points. It's based on our Gemara. So he explains like this. When opening the fridge door, let's assume that warm air will definitely enter the fridge and will surely cause a compressor to activate. Yet, this activation never happens instantaneously. It will always take at least a second, 1 or 2 seconds for the warm air to affect the temperature and then cause the thermostat to start up the compressor. It doesn't happen instant. There will be a second or two in this process. So therefore, Rav Shlomo Zalman says that this is comparable to koyach sheni, which is described in our Gemara as groma. And that means the outcome of this action is not deemed as performed by its doer, because it's only koyach sheni. So here too, by the fridge, the air that's coming in and eventually affecting the temperature to cause the compressor to turn on, that's only a koyach sheni, because it lost its original momentum, its original force. So opening a fridge door on Shabbos, causing the compressor to turn on, is only a groma. So that's one point, he says. Now Shlomo Zalman contemplates another svara regarding our sugya, pertaining to opening the door of a fridge on Shabbos. See, he comments that our Gemara reveals another fact that's worthy of discussion. The Bidka de Maya, the actual case of Bidka de Maya, is described by Rashi and Chulin, the case of the water is flowing behind the barrier, and by removing the barrier, the water automatically continues its rush out of its boundaries. So what's happening is there is a pre-existing force, and the person is coming along and releasing a pre-existing force and allowing it to go. I mean, his action was just merely pulling away a barrier. So the actual force was not exerted by the person. The force was naturally in effect. The person merely intervened by releasing its constraints and allowing it to maintain its thrust. So the fact that this is considered as a maise, an action, and not just a groma, a cause, this itself is a chiddush. Because he didn't really do it. The force is not his force. The force is some pre-existing force. He just allowed the force to continue in its track. So Rosh Zalman says that this is only with an additional component. And that is, you need a kavona, intention. Because now joined with an intention, an objective of the doer, so this indirect cause can be connected with the action done to generate it. That means the murder of the victim, which is really indirect, because if the water came out by itself, we will connect that with his action of pulling away the barrier and deem it as a maisa, not just a groma. And this is because the action that he performed has an aim and a goal to cause the water to rush towards the victim. So when the purpose is fulfilled, and the water hit the victim and drowned him, the act that leads to it, which is pulling away the barrier, is linked to the result. And this regards the outcome as something done directly through an action. It means we consider the murder as something done through an action and not just a side cause of an action. However, if this act was done without any intent, without kavona, so not only do we consider this as a shoygig because he didn't intend to do it, it is only a groma. It's not considered as a maisa. Since essentially no force was applied by the person, he only released a barrier which allowed a foreign force to proceed. And the outcome of that force of killing the person is not connected with his action. Because without a kavona, we do not consider a pre-existing force that he allowed to proceed, we don't consider that his maisa, providing that he had no intention to cause the outcome. So Rosh Zalman says in this respect that our Gemara is only talking about Ritzicha B'Mezid, intentional murder, but Ritzicha B'Shoigig, accidental murder, which generally is punished with golos, here there's no punishment at all. For example, let's say someone by accident removes a barrier and causes a rush of water to kill a victim, there's no punishment for this action at all, since the doer had no interest in the consequence that he caused. In view of that, Shlomo Zalman maintains that opening a fridge door on Shabbos, even if we will not go with the previous heter of Koyach Sheni, let's say we consider the warm air coming into the fridge and activating and affecting the thermostat and activating the compressor, even if we consider that as Koyach Rishon, in this case it's not deemed as a maisa, since no one has an intention of activating the compressor when you innocently open the door to take out some food. There's no kavono. So therefore this outcome of turning on the compressor is only a gromo, it's not a maisa. Now the fact that this is a psigratia, which means a definite outcome, which generally in Hilchos Shabbos we have a klal, Dover Sheni Miskaven is Mutter, but if it's a psikeresha, that means the outcome will definitely happen, even though Sheni Miskaven is Aser. But in this case, even though it's a definite outcome, still, it's only a gromo, it's not a maisa. Because the rush of the air entering the fridge is not his force. It happens by itself. He's only causing to allow the rush of air to break through and enter the fridge. So this is only a gromo. Providing that he doesn't intend on activating the compressor. Now, so Mazalman continues to be ma'ayin in our Gemara, and he highlights another possible factor to be matir the opening of the fridge door on Shabbos. He considers the following case. You have a case like the Gemara, where water is rushing behind a barrier, and a person comes along and removes the barrier. But now, originally, when the barrier was there, it did not hold back all the water. There was some water flowing through, and flowing behind the barrier. But it was just a trickle. It was a slow flow of water. Now, by coming along and removing the barrier, this causes the water to gush out. It intensifies the original force. So, again, there is, in this case, the water already is the force. The water is already flowing in this track, but the person who comes along and removes the barrier is just intensifying the original force. And then the surge of water comes and towards the victim and drowns him. So, see, obviously, if this would have been his own force, it's not just removing a barrier. If it was his own energy that propelled this force, then we don't care if there was already a force. The fact that there was already a force present doesn't make a difference. Any increase of power that he sets off is all his action. But in our case, the force is not propelled by his energy. His involvement over here is merely by releasing the barrier that constrained the force. And that intensified the force. In such a case, Shlomo Zalman says, we will not associate the outcome of the force, that means the murder of the person through the gush of water, we will not associate it with his action. Because he did not originate this force. Because this force was already present. It was just slow. He intensified the force. Now, but when you create a new track for the force, a brand new track, by releasing the barrier, so then we'll consider this as your action, because you are mechadesh, a new path for this force, for the water. But since the force already exists, and his action only intensified it, we do not link the outcome to his action, and it's only a groma. So therefore, back to the fridge, Shlomo Zalman explains that the force, in our case, that causes the thermostat to activate is the entry of warm air into the fridge. So Shlomo Zalman says that this force is already existent. But as long as the fridge is off, the compressor is off, the temperature in the fridge naturally rises. So essentially, there is already a force here which eventually will cause the compressor to turn on. It's just, it's slow. It will definitely take longer for the temperature to rise while the fridge remains closed than if you open it. But the force is nevertheless there. So by opening the door of the fridge, you don't create a new path for the force, because it's already there. You're only intensifying an existing force. So this is therefore not viewed as a ma'isa, it's only a groma. And we don't have the chiddush of our Gemara of Bidka Damaya. But now, a third heter, Shlomo Zalman suggests. He considers a case like this. Let's say you have a case, someone removes a barrier, the water rushes out, but the water does not hit a victim. The water hits another barrier, and breaks open that barrier and allows the water behind the second barrier to rush out and hit a victim. So there's two barriers. And the first bidka demaya caused a second bidka demaya to go in effect, and that killed the victim. So Zalman suggests that the second force is not considered as, not viewed as koichle, or at most as koich sheni. So now his reason is based on the previous logic, because the force is not really his doing. He only caused it to continue in this path. And that's why we only, like we said before, when there's no kavana, we don't consider this as his action, because it has to be connected with, it will not be connected with his maisa unless it's directly linked to what he's doing. So in this case also, when an action is performed passively, like a bidka demaya, we can only deem the outcome as a direct consequence if it's closely resulted by the action. In our case, where the outcome only occurred through a consequential force, which is a derivative of the original force, this is only a groma, not a maisa. So now, Shlomo Zalman compares the fridge issue with the previous case. He describes how when you open the fridge door, and causing the compressor to activate, this is really a two-step process. The way a thermostat works is really this mercury or gas that expands or contracts by the change of temperature. Now, the movement of the mercury is utilized to move a metal piece which completes the circuit or breaks it. And this is how the compressor is activated or deactivated. So understanding this, we can easily identify how opening of the door of the fridge is like the previous case. Because by opening the door, and warm air rushes in, that itself does not cause any malacha. What it does is, it brings the mercury to expand, which in itself is not forbidden on Shabbos. The next step is, the mercury then moves the wire and connects the circuit and allows electricity to flow through. So this is like removing the second barrier, which is allowing a different force to continue through. So the electrical flow that flows through as a result of the mercury expanding because of the warm air coming in, this is not viewed as a maisa. It's merely a groma and permitted on Shabbos.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To reach the Center for Halacha Consultation, Service, Educational Seminars, or Media, please call 1-888-485-VAAD. That's 1-888-485-8223. To sign up to the BHHJ, the Beis Havad's weekly interactive e-journal, please visit www.bhhj.org. Or you can email us at office@thehalachacenter.org.